Drought-stricken farmers in Northland and North Waikato will receive a much-needed funding boost to purchase feed supplies. The Minister of Agriculture, Damien O'Connor, yesterday announced $500,000 will be given to local drought relief funds in the two regions to support farmers who are struggling to keep their stock fed. Maya Burry reports on the effect of drought.
The Hauraki Plains, Coromandel Peninsula and eastern parts of South Auckland haven't had any meaningful rain in months. Ngātia farmers Megan and Michael Webster run 300 dairy cows and 900 dairy goats, but due to the dry conditions, they've had to take a financial hit and dry off their stock about a month earlier than usual. Mr. Webster says it's been a very challenging time, with average rainfall well down.
We expect a hot, dry summer, but we just haven't had any autumn rains, and things are just really compounding. It's lack of grass growth, it's getting harder to feed the animals, sourcing supplements and the pricing of supplements is getting challenging, so it's just a bit of a snowball effect, and we're all in it together and we need to get through it, but it's definitely proving some challenges.
Pairoa dairy farmer Connell Buchanan says as COVID-19 lockdown restrictions have eased and people have started getting off their farms, it has become clear just how acute the drought is.
Within a few kilometres of us, there's farms that are really seriously short of feed and have spent significant sums on feed already to keep things going through to where they are, always in the anticipation that rain is coming, and it's time to be making some quite serious decisions about what the next steps are.
Mr. Buchanan says the situation prompted a farming couple on the Hauraki Plains to start planning some socially distanced shed meetings. Six took place last week and more are likely to be held in the coming days. He says these have provided an opportunity for farmers to share ideas on how they're getting through the drought and where to source feed.
And the other reason we got people together was because we've all been isolated. And when you've got a problem and you're sort of stuck by yourself, it's not great. So bringing people together and realising that, hey, all of us are in this boat to one degree or another. And it does actually psychologically help quite a bit.
In Hawke's Bay, an area which has been severely crippled by drought, the government last week committed $500,000 to a mayoral relief fund to help farmers with feed transportation costs. On Friday, the Hauraki, Thames Coromandel and Matamata Piako district mayors, along with the Coromandel MP National's Scott Simpson, drafted a letter calling for similar support. The Hauraki district mayor, Toby Adams, says with so much of the North Island affected by drought, sourcing feed is a serious issue.
So the price of feed is one thing, but the price of cartage is another. The feed is not close by, so every kilometre you go away, the price of cartage goes up. So we just want some help to try and cover some of the cartage costs to get some of this feed onto the farm so they can feed their cows, just maintain them.
Toby Adams says the farming sector plays a vital role in keeping the towns in his district going.
Farmers, they buy stuff from hardware stores, from cafes, from the car dealers, from the agricultural tractor shops, motorbike shops. That's where they spend their money. They like to support their local towns. So if they haven't got any spare money, which they don't at the moment because it's all going into feed, nobody's getting that, and that just doesn't help.
That is Hauraki District Mayor Toby Adams ending Maya Burry's report. Mr. Adams has since said no decision has been made over how the money would be split between Northland and North Waikato farmers.